8 a.m. he arrived this morning, strolled through the doors, red signed carpet, about an hour's worth of autographs. We rolled out the red carpet. Mm. We thought, oh, this is exciting. He's going to come in here and he's going to have a chat. No, walked straight past us into the boss's office.
Yeah, I think he signed another 10-year contract extension with Triple M. I think his driver's still downstairs waiting for him.
Exactly right.
Two people I know that's got drivers, Twiggy Forrest and Dennis Cometti. But it's brilliant, and he deserves it too, Locke.
Absolutely, Dan. Welcome to you.
Because he can't drive. That's what you're saying. I know what you meant.
Oh, I can't.
Hey, great to have you here.
You too. Great to listen to as well. I'm listening and getting excited.
We're trying to work out whether you... So we called Xavier Ellis the godfather of the Rush Hour family. What would you like to be known as?
Grandfather.
Grandfather. wasn't going to be
I've
cheeky.
I've got no grandkids yet, but grandfather will
grandfather,
do.
Grandfather, okay.
That's the trick, I think.
The grandfather. The grandfather. He's joined us now.
We're preparing GF. For it later.
The GF.
Yes.
Great grandfather.
And you're part of our broadcast team again this year, so we're so excited about covering all the games. Hopefully, they'll be all live at the ground.
Is that a question? Like, I'm with two of the guys who are doing it too.
Well, you're in with the boss. Yes. I was just making sure that nothing's changed.
Don't think so.
No, you're here.
Although he was a bit dismissive. Can you check him out later? I don't know why I'm whispering. This is on the radio. God.
We'll have a chat, but we're here to talk about one man in particular. Me. Have a pause. Oh. It's not about you.
No.
It's about one of your very good buddies in Bruce McAvaney.
Schoenmaker's clever, rough it. Rioli picks himself up and dribbles. And even when Cyril dribbles, it's a beautiful thing. They've got a brand new stadium, a big one, and they're going to put a big flag up there in a moment because the Eagle has landed. They're the premiers in 2018.
Den, what made Bruce so special?
Well, he didn't have too many problems. The only problem he had was he lacked enthusiasm. No, he was a terrific bloke to work with, you know, just a terrific bloke.
I was able to play with some great players like Chris Jard, Ben Cousins, Daniel Kerr. Did you feel in the box with someone just as elite as you brought out the best in both of you guys?
I think so, to a point. That's assuming I'm elite, but that's taking a big leap, isn't it? I shouldn't do that. But no, we sort of got on very well. We got to the stage where we'd sort of finish each other's sentences, which can be a little tricky, you know, and he had this steel trap memory, which is interesting. Like, he could remember things. He'd say to me in the middle of a broadcast, like, remember this, and he'd go off on something. And I'd say, was I there? Invariably, not once did he say I wasn't. So that was a put-down of sorts.
Tell us about your relationship with him.
Well, we did 10 grand finals together. I don't suppose we were close initially. You know, he came in a bit later than the start of Sevens Footy, and I'd been at 9. So I came back, and then we did Friday Night Football from that point on. Did 10 grand finals together in that span, and probably before I went to 9, we probably did 3 or 4. So he wasn't there at the beginning of Sevens Footy.
Sometimes when you work closely together and you've got a great on-air chemistry.
Like you and I.
Yeah. Off-air, it's not as tight, or you just don't have similar interests. Did you have similar interests? Would you ring each other up and say, let's go out for dinner straight after the game? How did it all work there?
Well, we both like Jackson Brown for a start, who doesn't get much of a run on this station, I've got to say. But having said that, no, we had an agreement that if we were with each other and we were going to a footy match, we could separate sort of in the departure lounge and really not have to speak to each other, sit with each other, you know, like it becomes too much sometimes if you spend the afternoon together in makeup and the rest of it. It's a long day doing the footy, as you would know. So as a result, no rules. But no, I think we became closer in the last couple of years as the terrain was changing. And both of us realised that what was around the corner.
Then you spoke about those 10 grand finals that you did together. Was there a grand final that really stood out for you?
Of those, trying to think, the draw certainly. It's just a relief, a grand final, I think, to get it out of the way. And I think he was the same way about that. We had a lot in common. He had this steel trap memory, as I mentioned, and that was a great factor in his success, I think, because he could reach back and find things very quickly. And as I said, I had to ask him if I was there. And that was the thing I admired about him. People say hard work is a skill. And if that's the case, he was very skillful. He was always ready to go when he came on board. You know, nothing sort of upset him. He was not flappable, I don't think. He just did what he had to do. He had a process, a bit like anyone who broadcasts big sport, I think. You have a process and you go through it. Sound like a coach now. But now he was good fun to be around when he had a few drinks into him, I've got to say that. And the girls got on so we could all carry him home.
What about the passion he had for the game? Is he always like that? Is he off the mic talking about Cyril and how special he was and all that sort of stuff? Or goes, is that more put on for what he was doing?
Yeah, no, that's not put on. No, he's really enthusiastic. What you see is what you get. Now, he's a unique person, isn't he? I would say the next Bruce McAvaney is a long way off. He's probably in year five right now. I mean, you don't get those coming around the corner every few weeks. And Bruce really stands the test of time on a number of levels. I don't think footy's his favourite sport.
I was going to ask
loves
that.
Loves his horse racing, yeah, doesn't he?
Loves horse racing, loves the Olympics, loves athletics. So that's a lot of work to take on in a year when you think back. You know, like I know the Olympics are every 4 years, but racing, there's a lot of that. So he was working flat out in various states and doing a lot of travelling from South Australia because he lives in South Australia. So anyway, good buddy, and it's all ended well for him. It's a soft landing.
So he's a fantastic host, isn't he? When the camera's rolling on him, you can't help but be attracted to what he was saying, and he's smiling, and he's just facial expressions. But then he can double up as a great caller. Is that what makes him probably the best in the country, alongside yourself, of course?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he's the whole package, really. His identification is very good. You know, like both of us probably found in our last season or so that it was just slipping slightly. I think that's fair to say. But by the same token, I think it still is near the top of the class, his, when he finishes. I mean, and he can get on with things. Racing's a lot of work because the prep that goes into racing would be bigger than the prep that goes into footy because money's involved and it is what it is, racing. So I think he's still got a lot on his plate, but he'll cope very well, I'm sure.
He's hung up the mic effective immediately. If there was a push, Den, to bring back Bruce for one more game.
And Den?
Richmond and Carlton.
Could we get you
Dennis
both back?
McKimmitty, Bruce McAvaney calling together one last time.
More.
I would love to, to hear that. Is there a possibility that we could get some groundswell and get everyone talking about it, Dennis?
Where's the game played?
Wherever you want it to be.
Well, we'll change.
I wanted the AFL will change. I can't speak for Bruce, but I wanted it Perth Oval because Perth Oval's no longer there, is it? I wanted it Leederville Oval. I wanted it Leederville Oval because there are hardly any steps.
No, would you do it?
No.
It'd be a special occasion, dare I say the word special.
V would throw water over me. She would think, cool off, you can't do it. She knows.
What about Bruce if he was going to do it one last time?
Should he get one last hurrah?
No, bugger Bruce. No,
he can ring.
He can plead, I'm not going to do it. I hope he's listening. Bruce.
Just before we talk more footy, Den, I want you to hear this.
That's what it is.
He's with us.
He's with us. Did you listen to that game in particular? Did you hear that live?
Yeah, I did, as a matter of fact. And I turned the volume down, got V to wind it back, and then I called it. Think what you like about that. A little insecurity because I've been 3 years retired, but I thought, does the old fella have it in him? Not really.